So before we get into the episode, a word from our sponsors. This is it. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. We're talking about Cobra Kai's first episode, Ace Degenerate. Hello everyone, I'm your host Betty, and thanks for listening to the podcast today. I am so glad to be doing this show. It's a show that I enjoy watching. If you haven't checked it out, y'all need to go and watch it because it is so good. I grew up watching The Karate Kid. Karate Kid was actually one of the first VHS tapes that we ever owned, you know, me and my family. So it really holds a special place in my heart, you know, because it's my childhood. It's, you know, it's nostalgic. And, you know, that's what brought me into the show. But what kept me watching was the actual story. I loved it. It was so good. You know, it's more than just, you know, a sequel to Karate Kid. You'll fall in love with all of these characters, including the children. And you may hate some of them, too. I mean, there's a whole bunch on social medias like Facebook and stuff where people talk about these children and theorize and everything. And I mean, the fandom is just huge. So, but anyway, let's get into talking about this actual episode. The synopsis reads, 34 years after losing the All Valley Karate Championship, Johnny Lawrence decides to reopen the Cobra Kai Dojo while his adversary, Daniel LaRusso, runs a successful auto business. So this episode starts out, we're back at the All Valley Championship tournament, and where Daniel and Johnny are fighting, and we see Johnny lose. And so it goes to the present day, and it's of Johnny in bed, and I'm going to say right now, he don't look too good. He looks like he's kind of down on his luck, and, you know, because he leaves his apartment building. You know, he does his morning routine. They show all of that. And then he goes to go to work and everything, and he runs into Miguel, and we're introduced to Miguel, the little kid that he actually takes under his wing later on in the series. But like I said, he's going to work, and he gets in his car, and as he's leaving the parking lot, he sees a billboard of LaRusso's auto group, and that's we see where Daniel has gone in life. And so it's like Johnny, he's down on his luck, you know, he looks like he's not doing too well, and we see that Daniel is has become successful in his life. So, I mean, that's the first little inkling of what this show is probably going to be about. So it goes through kind of a montage of he's working at his job, and he's a repair for houses and stuff. He's a repairman. And it goes to one scene where he is mounting a TV for this lady, and she comes in, and she is so mean. But anyway, you know, she says that he's putting it on the wrong wall. And, you know, she said to put the TV by the door or across from the door. And there, this room that she's talking about has two doors. So it's like he didn't know which wall she was talking about. But she's mad because, you know, he has to take it down and put it on the right wall, and he's not going to be able to do that today and everything like that. And so she gets mad at him, and he tells her, you know, he's doing the best he can to just stop, you know, griping at him. You know, he says the B word, but anyway. And so the next scene we see, he's on the phone with his boss, and his boss is wondering why he called her, why, you know, Johnny would call this woman, you know, the B word. And he said he didn't call her that, you know, he said that, you know, she was griping at him. And And so, but his boss, you know, fires him. And he's like, well, you're firing me because of her and everything. And so anyway, Johnny is without a job. And so, also, I need to also bring up that his boss's name is Mike. And there's theories out there that his boss could be Mike Barnes. But, you know, I don't know. Anyway, then he gets in his car and he turns it on. And the first thing he hears is a commercial for LaRusso's Auto, and of course, you know, it is Daniel talking for the ad, so, you know, that's just, you know, the icing on his cake. He's just been fired, and he's having a really, really bad day. So it goes to the next scene, and he's at a convenience store, and he's trying to get, you know, a slice of pizza, and this convenience store guy, I mean, I think that if the health inspectors were around, this place would be shut down. But anyway, Miguel comes in and, you know, he needs to get some Pepto-Bismol for his grandma, and because she's not feeling well. And anyway, Johnny gets his pizza and everything, and he goes outside and he's eating it. And there's this homeless lady, and she's in a couple of episodes, and she's... She's telling him, you know, to hurry up and finish eating and then move on, you know, because this is her spot, you know. And he's like, I'm not homeless and everything like that. But anyway, these kids, these high school kids pull up and they go into the convenience store. They want to buy some beer and stuff. And they, anyway, they go in there and next thing you know, they're pushing Miguel out of the convenience store because I guess Miguel told the store clerk, you know, or blew their cover that they weren't college kids, that they were actually, you know, underage kids. And so they start picking on Miguel and they throw him on top of Johnny's car. And so Johnny gets involved and he starts, you know, he does his karate thing because... And he obviously he probably hasn't done it in forever. And so, but he's actually doing really good. You know, he got all these teenage boys down on the ground and everything. And but they just keep coming at him and they keep coming at him. And eventually the police show up and they pepper spray him and arrest him. So to kind of summarize, Johnny is having a really bad day. I mean, number one, he got fired from his job. Number two, he keeps seeing Daniel LaRusso's success all over the place. And then now he has been arrested for assaulting these teenagers that probably deserved it. But he's the one that got in trouble because he's the adult. But he gets out of jail and he comes home and Miguel is waiting to thank him for what he did for him. And, you know, Johnny's like, well, you said it, you know, and he's just trying to move on from it. But Miguel wants him, or asks him if he could teach him how to do karate. Or actually, Miguel asks him, what was that? You know, was it jiu-jitsu or taekwondo or all this? And Johnny says it was good old-fashioned karate. And Miguel, the moral of the story is that Miguel wants him to teach him how to do it. And Johnny's like, no, it's not my problem. I have other things to do. And Miguel, you know, he's arguing about it because, you know, once school starts, those guys are going to be picking on him. And he needs to just know a little bit of what Johnny knows. And, you know, Johnny's like, I've got things to do. I've got to find a job. I've got to, you know, live a life. And Miguel is like, well, you can open your own karate dojo. And he's like, no, because I don't do karate anymore. So he basically, you know, just tells him, you know, stop being so annoying and maybe you won't get your butt kicked. But anyway, he leaves Miguel out there and he goes into his apartment. And when he goes in, there's a lady sitting on his couch watching his TV. And his stepfather is there and she is apparently his nurse. But his stepfather's mean. But anyway, but this man is played by Ed Asner, and I love Ed Asner. He's a good actor, and he did so well in this role. But anyway, he's there because he bailed Johnny out of jail. And he starts explaining to Johnny that, you know, he made a promise to his mother that he would take care of Johnny for all his life, you know, for the rest of his life. But even he's getting tired of having to bail Johnny out and do all this kinds of stuff. But, you know, Johnny, you know, he points out that, Sid, you were the father of the year, or stepfather of the year, and then Sid throws up into Johnny's face, you know, how long has it been since you've heard from Robbie? And see, Robbie is Johnny's son. And Johnny tells him to get out, you know, that he doesn't want him there. And so Sid is like, well, this is why I'm here. And he pulls out a check and gives it to Johnny. And he tells him that he's buying him out of his life. And Johnny takes the check and he rips it up and says, I'd rather be homeless than to take money from you. And he tells him to get out. So Sid leaves, and Johnny is sitting there. He's watching TV, and he's getting drunk and everything. And he's watching Iron Eagle. And there's another movie that was part of my childhood that was... I don't think we had that one, you know. We did have the VHS, but it wasn't one of the first VHSs. But it was up there. Anyway... But anyway, during Chappie's speech in the aircraft, you know, that speech is touching Johnny. You know, he's having flashbacks of his life, you know, and that he can take back what Daniel stole from him, and you know he's feeling inspired. But it goes to commercial, and guess what commercial comes on? You know, the Bonsai, the LaRusso Auto commercial comes on. And so, Johnny, you know, he throws something at the TV and it breaks and he gets out and he gets in his car and he's driving around and they're having this montage of all the things that Johnny, you know, he's remembering Allie and he's remembering his buddies on the dirt bikes, you know, when they first came on the scene in Karate Kid, and he's remembering Mr. Miyagi beating him up and Kreese and all these things. And he pulls into the building where they hold the tournaments, you know, and he gets out of his car and he goes over there and looks. And he's having the flashback, and it's showing the scene on Karate Kid Part 2, you know, the very first scene where Kreese had Johnny in a chokehold and was calling him a loser and everything, and he broke his trophy and everything like that. And as he's standing there, a car comes and hits his car. So let's just recap Johnny's bad day here. First, he gets fired from his job. Then he gets arrested for beating up minors that actually deserve to get their little butts kicked. Then his stepdad disowns him. And then he gets his car wrecked. So yeah, Johnny is having a very bad day, bless his heart. But anyway, this car that has hit his car is full of teenage girls, and he goes over there and he's already mad and he's already having a bad day, and he goes over there and he starts attacking the windows and stuff, and those girls, they drive off. But so Johnny has to call a tow truck. Well, actually, first Johnny gets back in his car and his airbag hits him, and that was funny. But anyway, he calls a tow truck to come get his car, and he says, where can he go pick it up? And lo and behold, the business card on the paperwork is the LaRusso's Auto Group. So the next day, he goes to pick up his car because he wants to get it out of LaRusso's Auto Group. And he's walking through the lobby, and he looks like, you know, he looks shady, you know. I mean, if I would have saw him, I wouldn't have known, you know. I would have thought, this guy's real suspect, you know. But anyway, he goes up to the counter there, and he's asking the lady if he can get his car. And she looks up and says it's not going to be ready for another couple weeks. And he's like, I don't care. I want to, you know, transfer it somewhere else. And she's saying, well, we have the best deals in town. And she'll do it for him. She'll get it out. And then he hears someone behind him saying that Mr. LaRusso would like to thank the other customers personally for their business. And so he's like, never mind, I'll come back later. And he starts to leave because he doesn't want Daniel to see him. So he's leaving. But as he's just right before he gets to the door, Daniel comes out and recognizes him. So Daniel comes up to him and, you know, gives him a hug and all of this. And he calls his buddies over there because he wants to talk to them and show and introduce him to, you know, Anoush and Louie. And they come up and they're talking and Anoush points out, or I think it was Louie, I can't remember which one. They point out, is this the guy you beat up in high school or whatever that you won in the tournament with? And Johnny says, yeah, it was an illegal kick to the face. And of course, Daniel, he points out that, you know, he hurt his elbow to the knee, you know, and everything. And Johnny says, well, yeah, you got the win. I got a warning and you got the win or something like that. And it gets a little hostile anyway, but he tells his buddies to get back to work, and he's standing there talking to Johnny, and he asks him what brings him in. Is he looking for a new car and all of this? And that's when the lady comes up, and she says that he's wanting his car back or towed to another lot. And so Daniel starts looking at the figures and looking at what it's going to cost Johnny to get this car fixed. And he tries to give him a discount and all this. But he shows him that, you know, it's the damages are, you know, to repair Johnny's car is going to cost more than the car is worth. And he offers to, you know, it's on the house, you know, because his guys aren't used to working on a classic car like this and all that. And reluctantly, Johnny agrees to let him do it. And Daniel tells him to wait right there, that he's got something for him. And he leaves. And Johnny, and as he's going to get the bonsai tree, Daniel hugs a young girl that Johnny recognizes from the night before that hit their car, and it's Daniel's daughter. And so Johnny is getting ready to leave, but Daniel comes back out with the bonsai tree and tells him that, you know, everybody gets one and all this. And he tells him that, you know, he doesn't blame him for what happened in high school, that it was, you know, it wasn't him, you know, it was Cobra Kai, and that everybody is better off without that place. And he tells Johnny that he looks good, and you know, he walks off. And so Johnny finally gets to leave, and as he's walking out, he drops the bonsai tree in the parking lot. And, you know, I screamed at Johnny for this right here, because I want a bonsai tree so bad. I've got a fake one, because I am not a green thumb. If I got a real bonsai tree, it would probably die. But, man, that is like, you know. But anyway, he goes to tell Miguel, you know, that he'll be his karate sensei. And so he is fishing the check out of the garbage that Sid gave him. And he uses that check to rent one of the buildings that's in that shopping mall by the convenience store anyway. And he's fixing it up, you know, turning it into the dojo and everything. And it puts a close-up on his face, and he puts his black headband on, and, you know, it shows in the background the Strike First, Strike Hard, No Mercy logo. And that's the end of the episode. And I thought about playing that scene for y'all, you know, putting it, you know, the sound in this episode. But I feel like the music is too loud, and I don't want to get in trouble. So I'm not gonna do that. But that scene always gives me chills. It's just, you know, it's great. And another thing about this show is I love how they bring flashbacks from the old movie into this show. And, you know, some shows can do that and it would be cheesy and stupid. But this show, they know when and how and where to put those memories in this show. And it is so great. And this show also is great because this show is doing it the way shows should do it, you know. Like, it's a remake without being a remake, you know what I mean? It's a sequel to the original story. So, I mean, the people that put this together, they're just brilliant. So, I mean, who would have thought 34 years apart from the original movies to now that we would be seeing these characters again? And also, you know, rooting for Johnny, you know. I mean, because when I was little, you know, when I watched this movie originally, you know, I was on Daniel's side, you know. But if you see it from Johnny's perspective, yeah, you know, Daniel was mean, and he's mean now for sure. I mean, and you're supposed to feel that way. You're not supposed to really like Daniel at this moment. Later on, you know, we will warm up to Daniel, but right now he's kind of a tool. So, but anyway, that's the end of the episode, and that's the end of this discussion. I have trivia and news to share, so y'all stay tuned for that. So I have two pieces of trivia for you. Number one, it says Johnny confirms the long-standing argument that Daniel beat him in the All Valley tournament with an illegal kick to the face. So yeah, apparently this was a real thing. Like, fans have always argued this, and you know, not looking back on it, yeah, I mean, you know, they weren't supposed to kick over the shoulder, I think. So yeah, that should have been illegal. And number two on the trivia is the introduction scene utilizes unused footage from The Karate Kid 1984. The close-up shots of Johnny getting kicked in the face and falling to the ground are part of alternate footage not utilized in the original film. So I thought that was pretty cool how they used that. So anyway, that's all the trivia I have. Y'all stay tuned for news. Okay, so the news I have is from Screen Rant, and it says Cobra Kai Season 4 wraps filming. Cobra Kai Season 4 has officially wrapped filming, according to co-creator John Hurwitz, paving the way for its release on Netflix later in 2021. That's all the news I have for today. And I also don't have any listener feedback. If y'all want to leave listener feedback, I'll leave a link in the descriptions on how to find all my social medias through that way. So that's going to wrap up this episode. Y'all keep having fun. Paving the way for its release on Netflix.